Our next guest is here to make money. We're talking about Stockwatch. We've got with us advisor from Argyle Capital Partners, Adam Scott. Adam, welcome back to the George Jargonsy Show. How are you today, buddy?
I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
All right, what are we going to trade to make money? Our listeners are like chomping at the bit, like horses, waiting to, for that bell to ring and to be let out of the gate, man.
All right, well, let me start by asking you a question about interest rates. Where do you think interest rates are likely to go from here in the next 12 to 24 months?
Up.
Up. I agree with you.
I mean, we saw a brief hint of that in England in January, and I got to tell you, it scared the heck out of me. You know, because a lot of our listeners, a lot of good friends, clients, partners, you know, that I know or work with, the fact of the matter is, they've got a huge exposure to the bond market. And, you know, if rates went back to just sort of a normal, you know, historical 100-year median rate, I mean, you'd be talking about a loss of 20% in the bond markets plus a fair market value. So banks all of a sudden would be really upside down. And then you'd have a sell-off. You'd have redemptions. I mean, I've thought this through, and you could have a complete, you know, fall on your face of the I mean when I even think about it, it hurts my brain. I mean, I don't even like to say it because the outcome is so awful that I can't even imagine how awful the outcome is, if that gives you my answer.
Well, that's a great answer. Good detail. I think, you know, you're right that there's the prospect of negative returns in the bond market, and 20% is that may be understating it, depending on how long your bonds go out. So that brings us to our recommendation. I mean, you know, we love the stock market, but we wouldn't recommend 100% stock exposure for anybody. So as sort of an alternative to stocks as well as to bonds, we like an index fund with the ticker TBF. T as in two, B as in big, F as in fail. And
okay.
What this is a fund that trades inversely to the 30-year Treasury bond. So what I mean by that is it trades right along with the yield on the 30-year Treasury.
Does it have any leverage?
There's no leverage. No, there is no leverage on this one.
Okay. All right. So it's a straight inverse to the 30-year. Now, are you doing this? Or you've got to be looking at the technicals to be jumping in here at this point, right?
We've actually been long this position for a couple months, and yeah, we do use technicals, but also just from a macro level, all the logic you just were discussing in your, you know, in the 30 seconds or so about the bond market. There's so many reasons why yields can go up and most likely will go up. And again, this isn't a trade for a week or a month, but as we see the yields returning to historic norms over the next 12, 24, 48 months, you know, for instance, TBF is currently trading right around 30 because the 30-year Treasury is right around 3%. So if we were to see the 30-year return to, let's say, 5% or even 6%, you ought to see TBF trading around 50 or 60. And that might be a few
That's
years
fantastic.
Out, but we like it.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't heard this play, and I'm going to do some more homework. And I really like that. I really like that strategy. I think that's a good strategy. You know, what kind of percentage are you looking at on a portfolio? Are you allocating 1 point, 2 points, five points? I mean,
we would say as high as 10% for aggressive
accounts. Okay, up to.
And I would say no less than 5%, because otherwise you're not going to make a difference.
Yeah. Well, listen, I do appreciate what you're doing. What's your website, Adam?
It's ArgyleCapitalPartners.com.
All right. That's Argyle Capital Partners. Adam Scott, thank you so much for being on the show. This is the George Jargonsy Show. Join me tomorrow. If you don't, it could cost you money.